With restrictions still in place in one form or another across the UK, having a friendly voice to chat to can make a great difference in our day. Which is why we're speaking today with Hannah Keegan, Programs Manager at the Macular Society, to find out about their telephone befriending service and how they're managing it during the current situation and everything that's going on, and how they're helping people living with macular degeneration feel connected and less alone in these quite difficult times. Hi, Hannah. Thank you so much for making time for me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
So let's start about the important thing, about the new befriending service that the Macular Society offers. What is it? How does it work?
So our telephone befriending service aims to support those living with a macular condition to feel less isolated and alone, so particularly in these challenging times. And it's just about providing a regular friendly phone call for someone. So all of our telephone befrienders are volunteers, all of whom either have a macular condition themselves or experience either through a family member or sometimes even their line of work. So we do actually have some opticians, optometrists and eye clinic liaison officers volunteering for us, which is fantastic. So when we look at matching our volunteers with a befriendee, we typically do this based on some similar hobbies or interests. Some people do request to talk to someone with the same eye condition as them for that shared experience, but other people are really happy to talk about absolutely anything but. And our befrienders usually call about once a week, and the calls can last anywhere from about 20 minutes up to an hour.
And is the service available to anyone?
Yes, it is. So obviously, as we are the Macular Society, our specialist is in macular disease. However, because of the situation with COVID, we have accepted people with other eye conditions as well. And there's no age limit. And it's also important to know there's no time limit on befriending. So people can access the service for as long as they need it.
So you've already mentioned this. You mentioned coronavirus. The situation's quite difficult. Do you think a service like this is even more important than ever at the moment?
Yes, absolutely. And we've certainly seen a real increase in the demand for befriending, and that is as a knock-on effect from lockdown and coronavirus. So in terms of the service, it does mean that we have more of a waiting list at present. So it is about 6 to 8 weeks at the moment until we can match our volunteers to our befriendees. But we do endeavour to keep in touch with people during this wait time where we can, just so we can manage those expectations, advise on any changes to waiting times. But we found that mostly people have been really understanding of this. And there is also the option of them joining our telephone support groups, which have replaced our face-to-face group meetings for the time being. So there is that additional opportunity to connect with like-minded people and gain some additional peer support in that way too.
So I imagine because you have this increase of people trying to get connected, it probably means you need more befrienders as well to join the service.
Yes, always. So to keep up with the demand, we are honestly always looking for more volunteer befrienders. So we try and keep the application process as straightforward as possible. So the application form can either be completed online via our website, or it can just be done over the phone with myself. Then there's an audio training guide that we send out for you to listen to, and also a group call to dial into that covers everything you need to know about the role to feel confident in befriending. So if you are a good listener, if you've got experience of sight loss and would like a role that you can do from the comfort of your own home, please do get in touch with us.
So let's say I want to become a befriender, what commitment I would be looking at?
So the commitment is actually relatively low. So because you would typically be phoning your befriendee about once a week, it's really about making it fit into your schedule and your befriendee's schedule. So as I said, some calls may only last about 20 minutes. Some can be up to an hour if people find they're really getting on. So yeah, in terms of commitment, it is relatively low as long as you are committed to making that call at least once a week to someone. And it's just important to kind of keep that as regular as you can.
And it can be a really great thing to, I guess, look forward to every week, especially with restrictions in place. You might not be able to go out as much. So it's a really good option to have. And it's that sort of social engagement that you might be missing at the moment.
Absolutely. I would always say never underestimate what a difference a phone call can make. For some people, it really is a lifeline, and it's a brilliant way of keeping people connected, gaining that peer support. And in so many instances, it's about building confidence and independence. So by sharing experiences, people often find new ways of doing things or trying out different things. And it's really fantastic when we can match people up who share the same hobby so they can learn from one another. So in a lot of ways, the volunteer gets just as much from the calls as the befriendee does. So it really is a two-way street.
So it all sounds absolutely fantastic. And where can we find more information about it?
So you can find more information either via our website, which is macularsociety.org, or you can contact our advice and information service, which is on 0300 30 30 111.
Fantastic. I hope you get more befrienders joining the group. And thank you so much for your time today, Hannah Keegan from the Macular Society.
Thank you so much.